listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Russell Westbrook, the Rockets guard, announced via social media that he has tested positive for COVID-19 prior to his departure to Orlando. Thus, he is not at the bubble yet with the Houston Rockets.
Okay, two things. Number one, do we know how professional athletes recover from this and what the timeline is? In the United States, we haven't had professional sports since this COVID outbreak, you know, the COVID-19. Thus, we can't speak and say, oh, look, so-and-so in baseball did this, so-and-so. In Europe, I guess there's some analogs we could say, well, it's similar. Is it fair to say Westbrook is a superb physical specimen? I mean, if there's anyone that would, like, have it and not seem, not even know it, maybe, I think it'd be Westbrook. Like, you know, I did sleep 4 hours last night. I must have felt sick. You know, he's one of those dudes.
Yeah.
But do we really know how quickly? We know that the worst of it is over in, like, what, 10 days or less?
Yeah.
That's the theory. But do we know 2 weeks after that, are they 100%? Are recovering people 90%? How will that affect a professional athlete? Do you have any sense of that?
I don't have a sense of it. What I've heard is some people say that there could be a lasting impact on your lungs, that could be an issue. But I don't know how we are certain of that. If this is a new disease and it just got here, how do we have long-term sample sizes of what the impact is long-term if it just got here in January at the earliest? That's my big issue with it.
Which actually speaks to how those who say be more cautious, their point is, yeah, it seems like it's a bad flu for most people. And then, but what do we really know what is the effect, you know, even a year or two later? But I'm saying beyond that, or even short of that, what is the effect recovery? There's some flus I've had, and I usually get the flu once a year. So, I mean, that's more than the average person. And it's the same thing for me. It's five, six, 7 days. I'm down for about two of those. I don't even know where I am. You know, I'm asleep 20 hours. And then one day I wake up, I feel better. But I still feel weak for about another week. You know, I'm back at work, but I don't feel like I got all my energy. That's me. If that's the case with COVID-19 for the average person, okay, so it's 17 days. But are we sure how people are? And again, it's different for the guy who plays tennis, you know, at the club recreationally versus a pro. Are we sure pro athletes are going to be back and ready to go on average in even 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't think we are.
Yeah, because this is just now happening. And if this happens in one of the big sports like the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, this is really going to be our first glimpse into, okay, what's the real timeline? You know, normally you'll get a 15-day DL or a 10-DL disabled list now for Major League Baseball. Or if you're an NFL player, we know the timeline of certain injuries. High ankle sprain is 6 weeks. We've just sort of gotten used to it. ACL is an entire year. Well, what's COVID? You know, is it really just from person to person? A lot of what I've seen is that, you know, a lot of guys are asymptomatic. They don't show any symptoms. There's no issues whatsoever. But then it hits other people in a more serious way, and they have longer impact, having a longer impact on them than other athletes.
And I think we would guess that the better physical specimen you are, the better your immune system is, the better you're going to recover. And those are the types that they get a cold, flu. They're fine in 2 days. I mean, everyone's different. I think our guess would be Westbrook's going to be in that top tier because he's so physically strong. We don't know. And I do think this will be telling. We've been researching it. We can't really find anything about Europe or Asia where there's, again, we could say that's not the same. Oh, I think in some soccer, you could say that's the same level of athlete. But for the most part, Korean baseball isn't the same, let's say, or table tennis, as NBA, I don't know. This is going to be interesting. Now, here's the, you know, we had the idea of, we know it's taboo, but is it true? Kind of a new segment I've been thinking of. And one of the ideas was, is it maybe better that a Westbrook would get it now? Now, it's taboo, but is it true? Because once he's done, he's done. If you knew for a fact you were going to be fine at the end, Wouldn't it be better to get it and then not worry that in the middle of the playoffs you're going to get it? Now, I get, hey, you can't be sure that you're not going to have a real problem. You can't be sure there isn't long-term ramifications, consequences. Well, he's got it, so it's not even a choice, right? But if at the end of this he's feeling 100%, you know, 17 days later, let's say, doesn't that help the Rockets? That you get one of the two key players can't, in theory, can't get it again. Isn't that an edge?
Yeah, I totally agree. When Clemson came out with all their guys who tested positive for coronavirus, one of the initial thoughts I had was, and this is just being honest, okay, well, at least they're getting it out of the way. I mean, that's a bulk of their roster that's getting it out of the way, and they're getting the coronavirus. And from everything I've heard, once you get it, you build up the antibodies, and you can't get it again. And Tom Brady...
And that's a speculation for
sure,
yes.
Yeah, and Tom Brady and some of these other guys. I wonder if it just comes down to a simple question. Would you rather for sure get it now and not get it again, or not get it now, but possibly get it again later on down the road when you could actually miss games? And I would venture to guess majority of athletes would rather get it now than take the chance at missing time later on.
Yeah, and if they got it down the road, it wouldn't be again. But yes, exactly what you said. Yeah. When, if you're going to have to get it, when?
Yeah.
But that's always such a tough decision because, and I don't think anyone thinks like it really. I mean, it's easy to do it abstractly like we are, but you don't know you're ever going to get it. Like, for me, I've avoided it so far. Knock on wood. If I got it tomorrow, I wouldn't be happy. Oh, get out of the way. You know, it's not football season yet. I'd be like, God darn, I wanted to skip this thing. So if we knew for a fact there wasn't a vaccine coming, and we don't know there is, but we think there is, I could make the case, hey, you're going to have to get it once anyway. You might as well get it. But if the vaccine comes at the first of the year, as people are guessing, boy, you avoid another 6 months, you avoid the whole thing in theory. So, but here's what I know. If Westbrook's 100% sometime around the end of the month, as a Rockets fan, as a Rockets better, they're in a better position, yes, if he's 100% than they would, yes, have been otherwise.
Yes.
Taboo and true.
Yes.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So, RJ, it was announced on Monday that the Washington, now formerly Redskins, will be retiring their nickname and their logo. They started a thorough review early in the month, and they've decided they will be moving on. No statement as of yet as to what the new nickname will be for the team.
So sometimes our job is to have unique takes, but let's be candid. You can't have a strong take on everything. But some people force those takes. We try to avoid that. I'd rather identify the story, point out a couple of things that maybe aren't being discussed enough, and move on. I think it's noteworthy that amongst all the political correctness type, oh, things have changed, this is one that doesn't feel as much like that, because I can remember in the 80s, this was a discussion. And doesn't mean whatever decision's right or wrong, but it does mean this doesn't feel as new to me. And obviously there's an accumulation of momentum when it comes to social justice, and this is falling under that. But Jonas, I'm guessing as far as you can remember, there were a certain contingent that really was against that Redskins name.
Yeah, it seemed like it really came up in the last, I want to say, 6-7 years, maybe a little bit before that. And I've talked about this before. Growing up, it never occurred to me that that was a racial slur, because the Redskins back in the 80s, man, they had some really, really good teams, and they won Super Bowls.
So no way could a Super Bowl champion be a racial slur.
I really didn't think it. I honestly didn't think it. I viewed them as just a football team. I never put two and two together. Maybe that's just me being naive, but I never put the two together.
And I think if you really think about it, the Utah Jazz is because the team used to be in New Orleans. I mean, if there's any team that jazz and nightlife and partying and drinking, right, in Utah, right, just don't go together, right?
Right.
So in a way, these names, these nicknames, whatever it referenced, whatever it was related to or echoed, oftentimes the Steelers that you get, steel workers. But you go through these names. What's the Mariners?
It's, I don't even.
I mean, I'm just like thinking of names
fisherman.
Right now.
Yeah.
What's the Dodgers? I know Brooklyn, but what's a Dodger? Was it like draft Dodgers played on the team? So doesn't diminish at all that it obviously is offensive to a group. Now it becomes a question, right? Because on one hand, you could say, why offend anybody? On the other hand, you could say, is it too sensitive? It seems like this is one that a lot of people felt like was insensitive even decades ago.
Yeah, and we do have an update on the Dodgers name. John Ramos screamed in my ear and said, in a very violent manner, I would like to point out for the audience, our technical producer, and said they were called the Dodgers because they dodged the trolley cars in the streets of Brooklyn.
Of course. Of course.
I had no idea. I honestly had no idea.
So San Francisco, just they wished that, I guess that was a giant. Yeah. So to me, I get it on one hand. If you're a long time, if for some reason the Steelers, who I'm a fan of, had to change their name, and I felt like it was even possible that, oh, there's some sensitive snowflakes, I'd be mad. This does feel like and I do find it interesting. So the Braves are saying, you know, they're not going to change. Mm-hmm. The Indians
are having conversations.
I guess it's because it's one thing to reference a group to say, hey, these are the Indians versus, and now, again, it's the whole American, you know, there's Native American, there's that. But I think those permutations, a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, whatever. But with something like that, when there's a color involved too, right, which obviously echoes other things. Yeah. And, you know, Mike Lombardi, friend of the show, made an interesting point on his podcast. He was saying, hey, if you get, you know, like Florida State, the Seminoles, if you get a representative or someone of authority from that group to endorse it and say, okay, we're fine with this and maybe donate some money, then it can work. It's just, again, with something like the Redskins, that idea of, you know, imagine the other permutations of colors and faces and skins, just doesn't seem like anyone okaying that would kind of get you off the hook.
Yeah, and Dan Snyder's been steadfast with this, even 2015.
Which is just stubbornness, I think.
Yeah, and in 2015, he came out and said, no chance it's ever going to be changed. Mark it down, write it down. He doubled down on that a couple of years ago when it was brought up again. And I asked somebody about why is he so tied to this name? Why does it mean so much to him? And the understanding I got was that Dan Snyder grew up a Redskins fan. His father used to take him to games, and he's really passionate about that from his youth. And that's why he's been so steadfast in wanting to hold on to this name, because he looks at it with reverence and not as a racial slur in comparison to some other people on the outside.
Yeah, but again, I am not a snowflake, but usually the person who's not being slurred isn't the one to decide if something's
exactly.
a racial slur,
exactly.
right? I mean, so
exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of things I don't fully understand about, you know, people don't like, but I say I can kind of accept I'm not walking in their shoes. Now, that doesn't excuse everything, right? It doesn't. So, meaning, I think we can be too sensitive at times, and I think historically we haven't been sensitive enough, right? So, and I also get the argument, we've made a mistake in one direction for a long time. Would a couple mistakes in the other direction be all that bad? I see that point too. It's just a matter of what kind of momentum does this gain? What we know for sure is a billionaire who said this will never happen. It's happening. And that's the strength of this movement, that it's not just a typical same old, oh, couple months and things are going to blow over. This is another indication that things are different with this momentum for social justice.
Yeah, and it just feels like now's the time. Ron Rivera even, you know, spoke about this a few weeks back when someone asked him about the Black Lives Matter movement and whatnot. And Ron Rivera said, you know, now's not the time to discuss that. It is worth discussing, but we'll do it at a later date. But the more that this got louder and louder over the past couple of weeks, and then sponsors pulled out, that's when Dan Snyder had no other choice but to start making some decisions.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
It's always about money.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
And when someone is forced to do something, right, you can have an opinion that means something other than money. And it can be something you feel super strongly about. No doubt. No one's saying otherwise. But if someone, a billionaire especially, is going to be forced, it's going to be about his billions being threatened. And how do you do that? You vote individually with your pocketbook. I mean, Nike or FedEx or whatever, they're not doing it usually for social reasons, right? Sometimes they might. You know, you could make a case the Kaepernick-Nike thing felt like more than just money, though it turned out probably that it was a good economic decision on their part, Nike's part. But for the most part, it's what the customer believes affects the business. The business can affect the person who's being stubborn. And, I mean, we've seen that on Fox. The news station is they can – people will say things – that a lot of people disagree with. A lot of people agree, but a lot of people disagree. But when the sponsors start getting involved is when people get fired. It's just the way it is because this is a business, football also.
Yeah, and if it's bad for business, then, you know, it's bad for everybody, and it could have a financial impact on a lot of people involved. And I just – the part of the conversation I do find a little curious is they're really fixated on wanting to have the word red in it. So there's been red tails, red wolves, things like that. And I heard somebody throw out the possibility of wanting to keep the hashtag Hail to the Redskins, the HTTR, which is very popular. That's branding for the Redskins as being, that's the one they want to stick with, which is why they're geared maybe towards one of those names.
Well,
it's very strange.
I got to tell you something. If there's any city in this country that has built-in mythology around it, as in if you want to act, like the Utah Jazz were saying, well, again, New Orleans was saying, oh, you know, Jazz, we're known for Jazz. And in Vegas, it's the, you know, for UNLV, it's the Running Rebels. It's like, Rebels, I'm not, you know, I get Vegas is kind of outsiders, but it's some other history. And that's a name that's being called in dispute. But it's the freaking capital of the United States. Right. If it's, you know, I've heard the monuments, I've obviously the national. It seems like that there's a way to echo something that you've got to build in brand. You're the football team for the nation's capital. Why that in any way should represent the people that that we as a country actually conquered? I'm not sure you want to echo that. You know, even back when they decided to do it way back when. Was that something that, as the nation's capital, it was like, you know what we should remind people of? You know, remember those blankets with smallpox we get? We should really talk about that.
Right.
It's like, why? Now, I get now that it's been established, people have a connection to it. But when they made that decision way back when, that doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
Yeah, and they actually, I was reading a little bit of the history of the name, and they got some pushback early on as to, and this is way, obviously, I think in the 30s. And so their way to sort of make a concession in this whole thing was they didn't change the name, obviously, but they changed the wording of the fight song. So they've been like doing the bare minimum to please people and still try and keep the name all these years. And it's only now that they finally caved because, as we mentioned, the sponsors started to pull out.
You almost got to think, if there was, think about what was going on in the 30s, right? And to think there was people that literally thought it was improper then, almost,
yes,
you know, 90 years. The fact they held out 90 years, you got to respect it away. But man, how far off were you? And why start with a name that's going to have problems from day one? 90 years ago.
And their basketball team changed their name from the Bullets to the Wizards because of the shootings in the city. They didn't want to promote bullets. So the fact that they were able to do that, but it took all this time to get this done, is very bizarre.
Yeah, but no one cared about the bullets.
Right.
Right? I mean, right, to some degree, this is a sign that people care about the Redskins. Now, you could look at it, or about Washington's football team, you could look at it as, this is like Michael Jordan going to 45. Anyone that's got Redskins jerseys or whatever, merchandise, now you got to buy the new stuff.
Yes.
And then you got to wonder, is anyone going to have like bootleg Redskins stuff? New. Let's say they won the championship, right? I mean, close your eyes and imagine, unless you're driving, don't close your eyes. Imagine, you don't think there's going to be a lot of people that would want a Redskins 2000, you know, Super Bowl 54 or whatever champion.
Well, I'd imagine those any of their Super Bowl merchandise is now worth more because that was their now it's their former
oh,
name.
Oh, vintage. So this is going to be the black. The black market's going to be interesting. And you know there's going to be people 100%. That insist on Twitter still saying the Skins.
100%.
You wonder if the Skins, I mean, I guess because it echoes it so much. And if they would have just called it the Skins to start with, it would have been fine. But what would that even have meant, right?
Yeah, Warriors is another name that's been thrown out. The Warriors.
The Warriors.
Yeah, Washington Warriors. That's another one.
But what would that... we're brainstorming here. I think they got to echo that they're the capital. I don't mean it has to be the capitals, but they are the country's capital, right? I mean, to act like that doesn't mean anything, that feels very meaningful. All right, let's get trending. Maybe there's a new name. And you know what? Quickly, the fact that they don't have the new name ready is proof positive. Proof positive that this is a rush job.
Yes.
Because it would have been so much better for them if they had the new name now. And when they do come out with it in a week or whatever, it won't get the attention. It's going to be like half the attention, some of the attention now, some then. I think that they're so, they so feel the pressure from this, Snyder does and the decision makers. They're saying we're going to let everyone know they won now. Even though we're not going to get the same attention for announcing our name because we're waiting for the trademarks to come through.
Yeah, we've heard less. In fact, I haven't heard anything about what their plan is for training camp amidst a pandemic. But I've heard all about their name and how they're changing their name. And training camp's about 3 weeks away.
Which with merchandise, in theory, it could be a good thing. I'm not sure they're going to make it a good thing, especially if they don't have the new. I mean, when will they have they decide the name? When's the gear going to be ready? Right?
Yes.
It might be weeks and weeks after that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.